Hey everybody, Hunter Rivers here, back with another dose of Mental War. Today's battlefield, your own mind. We're talking about something super crucial, self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're your own worst critic? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a break, you go full-on judge, jury, and executioner? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It's time to ditch the inner critic and embrace a little kindness. Because, let's face it, life throws curveballs. We stumble, we make mistakes, sometimes we even trip over our own feet, figuratively speaking, of course, and that's okay. The key is how we react to those stumbles. Do we beat ourselves up? Or do we dust ourselves off, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward with a little grace? Here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about making excuses or letting yourself off the hook entirely. It's about understanding that everyone makes mistakes, including you. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend comes to you, head hung low, after messing up something big. What do you say? You probably wouldn't start listing their flaws or berating them for their shortcomings, right? You'd probably offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and maybe even some encouragement. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kind of support from yourself. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-compassion and forgiveness. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We're all human. We're imperfect, we make mistakes, and sometimes we fall flat on our faces. Accepting this fact is the first step towards cultivating self-compassion. Remember that your worth isn't tied to your achievements or how flawlessly you navigate life. You are worthy just because you exist. 2. Practice self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a loved one. When you mess up, don't beat yourself up. Instead, acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a good friend, with empathy and support. 3. Challenge. Negative self. Talk. That inner critic can be a real pain. But remember, those negative thoughts aren't always accurate. When you catch yourself thinking harshly about yourself, stop and ask, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So why am I saying it to myself? 4. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges, even against yourself, only hurts you in the long run. Learn to forgive yourself for past mistakes and move on with your life. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. 5. Celebrate small victories. Life is a journey, not a destination. So take time to celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project you've been procrastinating on? Did you make it through a tough day with grace? Give yourself a pat on the back. These little victories add up over time. Now, imagine this. You're working on a really important presentation, and your mind is racing. You're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and doubting your abilities. The inner critic starts whispering nasty things. You're not good enough. This is going to be a disaster. Suddenly, you remember the power of self-compassion. You take a deep breath, close your eyes, and repeat a mantra. I am capable. I am worthy. I can do this. You acknowledge that feeling stressed is normal. It doesn't mean you're not good enough. Instead of giving in to negativity, you focus on what you can control, your preparation, your attitude, and your delivery. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to succeed. Sometimes, the most important thing is just to keep going, even when it's tough. So remember, folks, practice self-compassion. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. And treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a cherished friend, because you deserve it. Want to dive deeper into this? share your thoughts on self-compassion in the comments. What are some things that help you cultivate more kindness towards yourself? And remember, if you found value in today's episode, share it with someone who could use a little boost of self-love. Until next time, stay strong, keep pushing forward, and never underestimate the power of your own resilience.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.